Wow, isn't it good to be together and in the Lord to labor for His stuff? Amen. Sean was able to come over and took a field trip to the zoo over in Wichita, which is New Life Wichita. Got to come in and see what was going on there. Tell us what you saw and tell us specifically about the amazing testimony we heard this morning.
So many animals.
So many animals that were there, yeah.
I'll tell you what, this... Specifically went over to hear a testimony of a guy that I met in the prison. And I can't do justice for his testimony, but I'll tell you some highlights.
It was unbelievable.
And this guy can talk a whole lot better than I can. But this guy's about this tall. But when he was a little boy, he started smoking weed. I mean... Becky said 13.
13. He started 14. He was every day.
Every day. Daily doobie. Instead of doing his daily duty, he was doing a daily doobie. And
wow, look at you. Spin a phrase.
So it just led to more and more. And he got into harder drugs, to meth. He started cooking meth and selling it. And probably 3 or 4 years he was doing that and getting himself deeper and deeper in the depths of sin and seeking to please himself. And finally, he said he took a friend with him and they went to this house where they were cooking the meth, getting ready to get a bunch of stuff and go sell it somewhere. And his friend did something against a woman and he ended up killing his friend. Don't want friends like that.
Yeah.
But... this guy's looking, he ended up going to prison. He's looking at life imprisonment. He said he just couldn't take it. And he's down at his bottom. No place to look up, but he couldn't go any further down, he said. And he was getting ready to hang himself on a sheet in the cell. And the Holy Spirit drew his eye to the TV that was crooked. Now, God works in mysterious ways. But he wondered why that TV was crooked, and he got up there and he lifted up this TV and pulled out a Bible. And on that Bible was arms with the chains on the wrists, but the chain was broken. Just think of the power of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he ended up getting on his knees that night, he started reading that book. Saw the broken chains and started reading what was in there. And that night, he gave himself to the Lord. And from the things he'd read and probably what he'd heard in the past, he gave himself to the Lord. And he knew at that moment that he was free. And we were singing this song a while ago. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, set me free. And like... a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love and amazing grace. And I don't know how many years ago I met this guy, but when I met him, he'd already been through all this. And I think he was in a county jail or something, but he changed his life. The Lord changed him, and he's been seeking the Lord ever since. And when I met him, he was already a brother. And he would come to services, and he worked on a crew for us. I could call him out and have him come do electrical work for me. He came HVAC. He's a worker. And every time, anytime I left him, God bless you, brother. And a lot of times he'd give me a hug. We'd meet in the hall. We'd pray together. I know this guy is completely changed. Amen. And
it's powerful.
Yes. Just this week he got out on work to go to work release, and he went over to check out an electrical company. He said he went up to the door. He said it looked like there was a shop in the back, but it was a house. And so he came up and knocked on the door, said, is this an electrotech? Is what he was looking for? And the woman in there said, yes, it is. Come on in. He said there's about 6 women in there in a prayer meeting, Bible study. And so she said, let me take you down to the office. And so they went down, and he's filling out an application. He can hear him upstairs talking about the Bible. And he filled out his application. And while he was down there, he got to witness to the secretary. The owner's wife heard what he was saying. He testified to her. She was impressed, called him upstairs to that prayer meeting, that Bible study, and he witnessed to the Bible study, people he'd never met before.
Yeah.
And because of his testimony and his experience, they hired him on the spot. He has a job, and he's just starting out in a free life. Well, he's been free, but now he's free of incarceration. So
That's awesome, Sean.
Yes, amazing.
Thank you. Excellent. Yeah, and Jonathan has been meeting with him for a couple years and discipling him, and you could see the marks of that. This guy was saved by Jesus and filled with the Spirit, and Jonathan's been discipling. This kid's led multiple people to Jesus in the prison system, was making disciples that are in the prison right now, and it was an awesome thing. It was really sweet. He's like, and Sam's my grandpa, because he's Jonathan's dad in the Spirit, and then I'm after him, and he goes, and I've got others that I've made disciples, and so he's on mission, man, and preaching Jesus, and we're just so excited about that, and so but fun stuff happening all around.